Welcome to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ. Finally, we're getting closer to some game news, some leaks out there. But first, joined today by two guys, Tommy and JB. They just started their brand new job today at the PlayStation Store, updating the icons for games. Guys, how did your first day go?
I didn't hit the button, I promise. It was not me.
Oops.
EA was so worried about Matt Brown or these other reporters leaking things when maybe they should have went back to the past. And how many times in the past did NCAA football get some features leaked with product listings or game pages going up at GameStop or EB Games or anywhere? Well, it came back again. You know, more things change, the more they stay the same. Today, obviously, the big news, we didn't see this one coming on a Friday. The PlayStation Store puts up the artwork for the deluxe version of the game and also included a screenshot of Notre Dame. Here's the product listing on PlayStation. They existed before. On a previous show, we talked about how you come in and put it on your wish list. The icon went up today. You can't order it yet. We have a brief game description, very generic. ChatGPT could have wrote this. It just talks about how in the game you experience explosive gameplay variety across 134 FBS schools and immerse yourself in the iconic atmospheres of college football as you chase college greatness. And then we get a nice disclaimer about the game, including optional in-game purchases, which we're not going to talk about because that'll take things downhill quickly for people. We're going to stay upbeat for now. Here is a better look at that cover. Front and center are Quinn Ewers, Donovan Edwards, and Travis Hunter, three other individuals in the background. Tommy, before the show started, you had probably the best idea I had heard. I have not read this anywhere, so I want you to get all the credit for saying what you think the other cover may be, and we'll talk about why there's another cover in a second.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously 100% a guess, but it'd be strange to have the three names front and center and then just three guys in the background. My thought is that Milroe, Beck, and Judkins are going to be front and center on the regular edition cover, just to replace Hunter, Edwards, and Ewers. So yeah, that's 100% a guess, but it kind of makes sense. You got six athletes. We've always talked about that there's going to be two different covers. So, you know, why not use the other names front and center on the other cover?
And I say there's a ton of references, a ton of different schools in here. One thing that's really neat is there's a lot of schools that say they made the cover. Even if they didn't have the cover athlete, right, they say they made the cover. And here's a picture of the Notre Dame image. Now, one thing I noticed is that on mobile, I see this, but when I looked at the PlayStation Store listing on the computer, I don't see it.
We got Chris in the crowd there.
That does kind of look like me, the dopey look and all. It looks great, and that was a community reaction. Like, this is a pretty phenomenal graphics. Can I nitpick? And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just something I'm not seeing right. It seems like some of the materials are reflecting more light when they probably should be absorbing more light. Like this ND, I don't know in real life that it's quite that reflective. But obviously, maybe in the screenshot, it's just, maybe it's a weird effect. Maybe when retail comes out, that's not the case. But otherwise,
I do like the sun reflecting off the helmets. I like the sun reflecting off of those.
Yeah,
helmets.
Looks great. I mean, there's no way to put it. And that was a community reaction as well.
Notre Dame fans have pointed out that is not their patch on their jersey, though. They don't have the gold ND on their jersey. It's a white one. So
I didn't think so. I didn't think that was right, but I never looked into it.
They were trying to say maybe Notre Dame's going to use that this year, or EA got it wrong for some reason.
This is a small detail, but I did see it somewhere. I thought it was kind of interesting. Justin Lee, he's an Auburn reporter. He covers Auburn, every Auburn sport you can think of. He pointed out, like on the cover art, Auburn does not use a blue flag. So they obviously weren't looking, they didn't look up a real reference photo when they did that, which not a big deal. But at the same time, if you're an Auburn fan, you notice that. And Auburn's a pretty big school, and Notre Dame, obviously, a very big school. So out of the gate, two small things. But like you said, maybe Notre Dame's going to do that. Maybe that got leaked as well as part of these photos.
It's time to fire up your details database.
EA did finally kind of come out later and say, well, we were surprised to see both covers next Thursday. May 16th, but always the rumored date for that we'd get the reveal, or at least a part of a reveal on game news and features.
I say, to me, waiting till the middle of the month, you're just asking for something to beat you to the punch. I mean, if people are expecting news in May, then they're going to go scour every corner of the earth trying to find that news in May.
Well, you saw how many people were at May 1st were like going nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If people go, for the listeners or viewers, if you go on Twitter and type in the search bar at EA Sports College, put a space, type in May and hit enter, you will see tens, if probably hundreds of tweets of people starting on May 1st saying, it's May 1st, where is it? So you're right. When they said May, people did not wait. They wanted to know right away. John Riesberg, who works at EA, says both of them reiterating two covers. We had speculated in the past how many there would be. Matt Brown had dropped hints. I think we kind of picked up on three, what it sounds like, according to this, both of them. Later on in the day, EA also put up on their website a countdown to that May 16th release. This is from this morning, and that's noteworthy here. The text on this, when I took the screenshot, EA Sports College Football 25 news coming soon, and the countdown leading to 11 a.m., I believe, on May 16th, this Thursday. This evening, as we go to the website, Tommy, you notice this as well. The text has changed, kind of noteworthy, changed to official cover reveal May 16th. So a couple things.
And notice they underlined the official.
That's the first one. Now they're stressing. Okay, yeah, you might have got your own official one, but the official one is on May 16th.
This is it.
But I think it's interesting that the news coming soon shifts to official cover reveal. So does that mean we're not getting as much news? Are we not getting any other game news? I don't think I want to speculate right now on yes or no, but it is noteworthy to keep an eye on that. Text changed.
We'll probably get the news on May 32nd.
I'm waiting. But no, my guess is that they were always planning to do the cover reveal on the 16th, and they just didn't want to say what the news was going to be before it was leaked. And now that it was leaked, well, you know, might as well go ahead and get it over with. I'm guessing, just like years past, we'll probably also get some screenshots around the same time. You know, the cover art and maybe one or two screenshots, just like we had the Notre Dame one. By the way, you mentioned earlier, it doesn't show on PC, but it does show on PS5. If you go to the PlayStation Store, you can see the Notre Dame screenshot there and bring it up full size, and it looks really good. So
it's just on the web, you don't see it. Everywhere else you see it, mobile and on the console. And the leaks and rumored leaks did not stop there. Some very astute people, Tommy, you alerted me to this, found that if you had just did a Google search for GameStop EA College Football 25, it pulls up, and you can explain this if I'm wrong here. It pulls up the text, but if you click on the link, it actually brought you to a page that does not exist. Is that correct?
In some cases, I saw it was a 404, but then other cases, it takes you to the old NCAA football listings on GameStop. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it doesn't take you to a true listing for the college football game.
And what's interesting is the text here, prepare for the return of college football with the game coming soon to PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Sure to deliver, and we don't know where it ends there. So that, now whether it's a placeholder, I think it's a very good sign if people want a PC version, all but confirmation. But at the same time, until EA says it, I don't know that I would put it, you know,
what I would
do quite yet.
What I would do is look for some more upcoming titles and just see if they all say PS5, Xbox, and PC, just to see if they're copying and pasting except for the first few words.
Yeah, I was going to say, to me, with the fact the return to college football gaming, you know, so on and so forth, they're describing the game. It's not just EA Sports College Football 25 and then a placeholder. It's an actual description that it is college football. So, again, 100% speculation and... We'll see probably, I would guess, next Thursday.
It's part of that mid-May reveal. Matt Brown, he was on several interviews this past week, and almost all of them, he said he expected the mid-May info to answer gameplay and future-related questions. So hopefully that's what we will be getting. But again, like we showed you a minute ago, that countdown text change has me a little concerned, a little on edge, to put it nicely. On Tuesday, EA had an investors call, and as part of that, CEO Andrew Wilson did bring up EA Sports College Football. He had talked about the game, that the new experience coming soon this summer. He says it will bring new innovations, always on social connection and unrivaled immersion. It goes on about the teams, the players, etc. The one that stands out there is the always on social connection. Aside from that being the clinical term for an extrovert, guys, what do you think always on social connection could mean? When we put this on Twitter, we asked the community, what do you think this means? First question was, is it on PC? Showing the demand there. But Herschel Raymond, I'm going to guess always on social connection points to a companion app. That would be terrific. B.A. Slayer says he doesn't care about socials.
What's
he doesn't
post mean?
Give it your all, friend. Dunk, the Laker fan, says companion app. Lorenzo Jordan says can't wait. And we get a lot of people very, very excited about the game, including Pepe Schultz.
Do you?
Speaking of a possible app, back in November of 2021, Game Rant's Oliver Vandervoort found that on the Electronic Arts Career Search website, there was a listing for a mobile software engineer and a technical lead for college football. It's unknown if obviously at the time what that meant. So perhaps that's what this always on social connection means. When on the TGT website, we had a couple guesses as well. CLW hoping it's not like Season Showdown. And then we had Twista Nuts 22 as compared to 21, two different people. Uh-huh. What if it has something to do with how we handle recruiting and transfer communication with the players? That'd definitely be innovative. Tommy, what do you think always on? So I have a guess, but I'd rather everybody else go first.
After reading Twista Nuts, it to me, the first thing that jumped into my mind, and sorry for the old school reference, is like a Tamagotchi that you have to, if you're going to be, actually get interest from the recruit, you have to reply to them in the app like 24 hours a day almost kind of thing if you really want that recruit. Again,
like,
that's
real life. If the recruit texts the coach at 2 a.m., he's got to answer because I'm
exactly.
Like, leave.
Exactly. Yep. That I don't know why that just jumped in my head, but
maybe you can recruit from your phone on an online dynasty.
Well, and yeah, I think that makes sense. To me, the mobile app, you know, companion app is a nice thing. I don't know how that really says always on social, other than the fact mm-hmm. that you can have the app with you even when you're not on the game. My mm-hmm. fear is, whenever I hear always on, is that it also means an always on internet connection, meaning you have to be connected to the internet. So even if you want an offline dynasty, it may not work. Again, that's 100% a guess, but at the same time, that whenever I hear always on, I can hear a negative connotation of that as well.
And I've seen other people guess that as well. If you take like part of the words, like we have good guesses, but it's one is always on social. The one thing that came to me was Madden has that in-game social feed. So what if the college version of the always-on social is a combination of pushing it through to your phone? So it would be an app of some sort. So that way, if the game has been played in your dynasty, you know it. If somebody in your dynasty has completed a task, you will get a notification. You don't have to go check your emails like we did in the past or go check the website. Maybe now it's a more of a push notification system. So you'll always know what's going on with your dynasty or what's going on with the game, or obviously we don't know the full feature set, but that was kind of my guess. Some combination like that, something like the Madden social feed, except bigger and better.
Well, and Madden also has a companion app to where you can manage your franchise online on your mobile phone. It's fairly thin though, from my perspective. So, I mean, I'd be curious to see where, if EA takes it a step further or not.
It's worth noting that Matt Brown had mentioned on Twitter, he heard about 12,800 plus players had opted in. So basically, if you take 131 teams times 85 players, which you believe the rosters will be, that gets you to 11,135, meaning that EA has signed in over the top or extra, depending how you want to word it, 1,665 extra players. And keep that in mind. We'll go to this. Ben Portnoy from Sports Business Journal interviewed Corey Moss from Learfield CLC. And in the interview, you can check it out. We've shared it on the Gaming Tailgate's Twitter account. Corey Moss talked about how Madden and NBA 2K use of college teams were kind of a trial balloon to assess demand. He also went into some detail about how roster acquisition by EA will work. And it sounded like EA can do roster updates relatively easily and also switch players in and out relatively easily. Now, granted, Corey Moss does not work for EA. I know he's probably getting a lot of information, but at the same time, it feels like the CLC was greatly involved in bringing the game back. But also with those extra players, it sounds like, I'm under the impression, you guys tell me if you agree or disagree, EA has signed over the top to be safe. That way, if any players emerge, say who maybe aren't on the 85 right now, they can put them in relatively easily. And conversely, if somebody who might be on 85-man scholarship roster right now, say they get in legal trouble here over the summer, they can get them out relatively quickly and have a real player to put into that spot. Is that how you guys kind of view this extra? You know, that's a lot of extra players that signed on that will not be in the game.
But yeah, to me, I think it's you know, a super high number. I think obviously every single player that wears a uniform probably wanted to sign up. You know, obviously there's a handful of holdouts. So if you've got 100 or so players per team, then yeah, just about everybody's going to sign up for that. So, and in some schools, I'm sure you've got more than 100 players. Mm-hmm. So the one curiosity, I'd be curious. Obviously, we've been talking about the Army, Navy, Air Force, that technically they can't do NIL, but is there some loophole that EA worked out to where they are in the game, so they do count towards that total or something like that?
You think that would have got leaked if it sounded like the government had to sign off on it. We thought that would have got leaked or posted somewhere. Doesn't mean we don't know about it. If the right person hasn't asked, but you think some politician would brag that they got this done.
Has Matt Brown talked about that at all?
Yes, but I don't believe lately. That might be worth revisiting on either tweeting or next person.
Send him a message. Him. Yeah.
Next person interviews him, which this past week he did a lot of interviews. Speaking of which, he was on Corn Nation with John Johnston. And I thought one of the highlights there was that Matt said he will be able to play the game in a few weeks. He believes end of May, early June. He clarified kind of, I don't know if it was that show or future other shows he was on. And he's also writing the game review. Matt Brown is writing the game review for Polygon. So he believes he will also get a review copy early to play. I think it's interesting that he's going to be able to play in a few weeks. So there was some speculation online that is he getting a copy? Is he getting a disc? I'm assuming that it's part of maybe a media. Maybe the media are coming in to get a tour from EA, something like that for their reviews or just early impressions. Because it seems like a lot of times in the past, whether it be NCAA football or any game really, these companies invite in a handful of media early to look at certain aspects. Like if they want a big Dynasty article, they will have these guys focus on Dynasty and give them the Dynasty presentation, tell them to get into Dynasty. And that's what some of the early reviews will be, just very focused. So I wonder if that's what Matt will be doing, or could it be he, as part of a college football media, we know that Ari Wasserman and other college football media got to go look at the game early in the last year and give feedback. Are it those same people coming back? So I don't know if it's a media, college football media or game media who's going to go see this, but there will be people playing the game by the end of the month. I'm assuming Matt's getting a trip to Orlando out of it. I don't, unless they set up a... push something through to a console. I don't know what the new technology is, how that works, but I would assume that's how he's getting to play it.
I imagine this early, it's still going to be very controlled. They bring him down, have him play the game on site. Like you said, I think it's going to be media, whether it's video game media or college football media. I don't know. But yeah, to me, it's you bring him in, give him a kind of demonstration, let him play the game for, you know, half an hour or something like that, and then, you know, have a nice day kind of thing. Mm.
Yeah, because so you got to think
they'll do a dog and pony as well. But
right,
yeah, you got to think they're going to try to get as wide of a media coverage of a game that's returning after over 10 years. They want to get as wide of a net cast from every kind of media angle, from gaming to sports to get people talking about it.
On the Microsoft game listing earlier this week, somebody had people online noticed that it's still rated E, but now it has a note that there's a mention of alcohol. So obviously the community speculation that thought went to is it's a song lyric. After some thought, I think there's a better chance it's confirmation or possibly the inclusion of the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop, which also got announced, I think, either late last week or early this week. I know that some of the initial thought might be, well, it just got announced. I'm sure that was going to work for a long time because last year after the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, it seemed like almost as soon as the game ended, it wasn't very long after, there was speculation that Barstool Sports would not be renewing that sponsorship. So I'm assuming that the Arizona Bowl has let EA know this, and that is the mention of alcohol. I can't think that EA would willingly go out and pick some song for a soundtrack that mentions alcohol. And I can't think that a single-player mode, for example, would do anything with alcohol.
Unless the girlfriends are back.
I think the schools would frown on that. So my guess is that I think it's a good sign that the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop will be in the game. I saw people online saying that the game has been rated by the ESRB. It is not. It does not show up. This is something that I believe is self-policing because the game does not show up on the ESRB website.
Yeah, so be there
this seems like more of a... and I noticed when I looked at Madden on ESRB, it just says mild lyrics. And I don't know if any of those songs had reference to alcohol, but their terminology for that at least was mild lyrics, not mention of alcohol. So I don't think it's in there because they put in Heaven There Is No Beer at Iowa. And I don't think they put in the lyrics to, I think one of the lyrics Rocked Up mentions moonshine. I don't know if it's second or third. I could be wrong on that. I don't think that's what this is. I think it's the bowl game.
Yeah. Cause a lot of those are rating pending till about a month out or 3 weeks or a month out is usually when the rating gets locked in with the ESRB. So
I think it's worth noting, we had talked about this last show. Matt Brown was on with Asher Football, and one of the details he mentioned that the Penn State whiteout for night games will be in the game. He mentioned that some other details like that and stadium specific stuff will be in the game. He did not mention that. The Orlando Sentinel's Matt Mershall had an article talking about EA's relationship with UCF. In that article, he mentioned that about 10% of the workforce has ties or attended at UCF. And also mentioning that EA, some of the new camera tech they had they took to UCF, being that it's so close to the studio, that's way easier than taking it, say, cross country. So if they wanted to test out new technology, they went to UCF, and they mentioned they went to the UCF Oklahoma State game. And there's some quotes and lines that sounds like UCF will be, I don't want to say maybe the best looking team in the game in terms of visuals, because they got new technology and it's so close to EA that they really got the red carpet treatment. And I will say, for the longtime fans, they will understand this question more. And I think somebody younger or newer, will UCF be the new Florida State? In the past, in the joke online was always that with the community that every year Florida State was overrated because of those dang Florida State ties that the developers and marketing within EA had. So now that we know, and I actually thought the 10% was a low number. I would have guessed higher, but that's what Matt Marshall in his article said, 10%. I honestly thought it was way higher than
that. I'm sure it probably has the highest percentage of colleges, you know, from across the nation. So obviously most people are going to be from UCF compared to, you know, Michigan or somewhere else.
At USA Today, Jordan Mendoza had two articles out, kind of talking with Herb Street and then Herb Street and Chris Fowler. And again, Kirk, we had this a while back. Kirk repeated that multiple announced teams will be in the game and the team you get will depend on game magnitude. And Fowler and Herb Street both had high praise for the game and the game's presentation.
One note on that. Mm-hmm. What if you never get Fowler and Herb Street? Like if your team is like, you know, a G5 or something like that, and the game is not big enough, so you never get Fowler and Herb Street.
Yeah, it's like, because we always, difficulty. Like our online dynasties, we always start with the little one-star scrub. So we're not going to get Fowler and Herb Street till about year 7 after we switch our jobs. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, maybe for the conference championship game or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, since the last show, Chris Fowler provided an update that he has finished recording. His home studio is no more. We're going to keep with the tradition, and we're going to show it. Tommy, have you seen this?
I did see this one, yes.
You're supposed to say no, that you have not seen it.
I want to see this. Show it.
Great. We're going to get his live reaction here. Here we go. All right, Tommy, you have not seen it. So here we go. Here's Chris Fowler talking about his wrapping up, finally, recording for EA Sports College Football after 2 years of work.
And folks, that's a wrap for my part of the voiceover work for the EA Sports College Football game. I'm told more than 115 hours over about 2 years. It was a wild experience. Kirk and I did some joint recordings on the final session covering some analysis in the booth. If your quarterback throws 5 interceptions that you continue to call nothing but pass plays, that is analyzed. If your team goes to triple overtime or beyond and it becomes a contest of 2-point conversion plays and your defense picks one off and runs it back for a pick 2 to win the game, that's in the game, along with a crazy reaction. Got done reading more than 700 player names in the game. It is an incredibly detailed process. I couldn't be more impressed with everyone at EA, total pros who care so much about the quality and sweat the details. EA is going to release much more information about gameplay, etc., cover athletes, I know, before the end of the month, so keep an eye out for that. It was a really cool experience. Couldn't be more proud to be part of this stuff, but I'm also glad to have my office back for the first time in a couple of years. I moved all the sound equipment out. Now I can see the walls again, which feels pretty good.
All right, guys, it's all done at the Fowler household, at least for now. What'd you guys think? But I need to know, did he record the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop? Because I want to hear him say that in the intro. I don't want just the logo.
Absolutely.
They're going to have to set up that recording studio.
That's a priority. Yeah. I am curious, is there any idea to bring it back throughout the season to re-record some more lines or something like that? I mean, if he took it down, then to me that says unlikely, or maybe he'll just do a temporary studio kind of thing. But
Or do they fly him in maybe or something?
Yeah, there's no way. And obviously during the season, it'd be even hard to do it anyways because of their busy schedule. But, you know, still you'd think that there'd be some kind of a chance to do it at some point in the season.
Maybe they future-proofed some of the lines that they used, so they really kind of don't have to do it. It's hard to tell, but you got 700 names. So if someone surprising is really tearing it up, they're going to probably have it mentioned in the game. So they did 2 years worth of stuff. So, I mean, man, it's amazing. It's going to be amazing to see what bases they covered and just how it differentiates from how we've gotten in the past few years with Charles Davis and Brandon Godden.
Yeah. And I mean, back in the old days, Kirk would go for a week and be done. Basically, that would be maybe go back one day, you know, 1 week later or something like that. But at best, you would get 40 hours of recording, you know, assuming you record for 9 hours a day for 5 days a week. So now, you know, they're now nearly three times as much by being able to do it this method.
I thought that same point about they must not be planning on doing updates soon. But like you said, maybe they'll set it up during the season. But he's always on the road during the season, so I don't know how that happens either. So it does definitely imply that there may not be a lot of during the year recording updates.
Yeah, and it's even worse with Herbstreit because he's got Amazon mm-hmm. with Al Michaels on Thursdays. So, you know, he's basically got maybe a very small window of Monday and Tuesday, because they're basically, they get to where they're mm-hmm. going Wednesday and prep for Thursday. So he's basically got 2 days in a week that he could be free. So yeah, it's probably logistically just not possible, especially with Kirk's mm-hmm. schedule.
Well, and maybe the B team is the one that does more updates throughout the year, so maybe, that you know point. they're on more standby kind of thing, and so they can add to it. In theory, you know, depending upon who your school is, maybe you hear the B team more often anyways, so you know, get to hear more dynamic content or something.
They said multiple. I mean, who knows how many teams we've got? You know, it's possible there could be three. Who knows?
Maybe the Boomed Goes the Dynamite guy gets brought in or something.
Some other items before we wrap up the show. GameStop has placeholder cases on the shelves. I don't think that's a big surprise when we've seen so many people online go to pre-order. Why not put up the dummy cases, you know, ahead of the real ones coming out, so people know that they can go pre-order the game? Pitt was the only school where I saw do this. They taped their assets that either, I don't know, what they submitted or what EA confirmed to be in the game, some combination. They were taping them to light poles. I think that was supposed to be kind of like their play on the posters going on the campuses. Yeah,
they don't get the posters, so they'll do their own kind of thing. Yeah,
I thought that was funny.
We're in the game too. Don't worry. Yeah.
Exactly.
I did see what was it? I think it was LSU. The information that they submitted to EA, somebody mm-hmm. got a hold of that as well. And yep. again, a lot of detail involved there.
And I said, I saw from in the past week or so, I've seen it from Maryland, Houston, Eastern Michigan, LSU. Obviously, the Pitt one on the light pole. So, I mean, it seemed like this past week, quite a bit more came out. In Maryland, we had some images of their stadium and field art, kind of like the Missouri that we talked about last show. So, it's interesting all this stuff is coming out. It'd be interesting to see what schools or what I, you know, send out this information after the game comes out. Sounds like some reporter put in a FOIA request 6 months ago, and then July 26th, they finally decided to send it out. Well, we can go look and see what you submitted and see what EA decided to actually put in the game.
I am curious if EA asked the schools to kind of hold some of that back on their own as much as possible. Obviously, if you get a FOIA, mm-hmm. you have to honor it. But mm-hmm. At the same time, maybe later in the year, they do ask some of the schools to kind of publish, not the exact content that they submitted to EA, but just kind of they get a screenshot of the game and say, you know, here's us in the game, you know, here's our uniforms or something. I don't know. It'd be kind of neat to be able to have each of the schools do a little bit of a marketing push this day and age.
Well, I've noticed in the past, I don't know when this occurred, I believe in the past week or two, the EA Sports College Football Twitter account started following all of the FBS programs. I wonder if there's something coming, like when the schools maybe will put out some assets, school specific assets, maybe around or after the reveal on May 16th.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, 11 years ago, social media was around, but mm-hmm. it's not as prevalent as it is today. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you have schools that probably have dedicated social media teams to do things like this now, just like mm-hmm. NFL teams do it with the which is coming up real soon, the NFL schedule release. They have some very innovative social media mm-hmm. teams that put together some pretty cool videos for those releases. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, these people, they were kids when they last played an NCAA football game, and now there's all this hype. Maybe hopefully they put some effort into doing some of that stuff for the colleges.
USA Today's Jordan Mendoza, he responded to us on Twitter, and he put out that point about the NFL schedule coming out on the night of the 15th. He had speculated, no information here. He just said he was concerned or wondering if maybe with that coming out on the 15th, EA might move their reveal away from the 16th. But obviously now with the countdown coming out today, we know that's not going to be the case. But I did think that was interesting that, I mean, that's a pretty big news story, and that will dominate a lot of the sports talk on Thursday on the TV shows and the talking head shows. They'll be talking about that NFL schedule. And you know, and they maybe can still talk about both, but it's interesting that
yeah.
EA has to compete against that now.
Maybe that's why they are only doing the cover athlete reveal. They're not going to go into too deep dive. They'll just say, here's the cover athlete, you know, and then full details coming in June, you know, and everybody be clicking on June 1st.
At the end of the show, Tommy had this idea, and I think it was a great idea. We talked about earlier in the show about all the schools and details in this deluxe edition artwork that the EA put out. Maybe I should say PlayStation put out. We want to go through real quick and kind of point out the schools and details that we see, and let us know out there in the community if you see something that we miss, a school detail, you know, pointed out to us. So let's start on the left side here. We have Utah. And Tommy, you talked about...
Ooh, that is a nice resolution.
Yeah, there's a player, I think it's Oklahoma State, because it's a black jersey, best I can tell.
Orange and white trim, I think you're right.
Yeah, because you can see the OSU on the helmet go up. You can see right there. And who's A&M. In front in the blue? Is that?
Texas A&M is in the maroon in front.
Yeah.
Ole Miss is in front of Texas A&M, I'm fairly certain.
Ole Miss.
I think it says Hotty Toddy.
Yeah.
We got USC.
USC.
Boise State, Louisville,
BYU,
Florida,
Notre Dame, Texas, Alabama. Let's What's the green between Texas and, or whatever color that is between Texas and Alabama? Is that Purdue? Maybe the train?
On the black?
I cannot tell.
Yeah, that one's a tough one. Then
I can't
we got
tell that
Clemson.
Green there either. I can't.
Maybe that might be Michigan. That might be Michigan State.
Oh, there's not many schools with green. I mean, so Michigan State, North Texas,
Tulane,
Hawaii.
From what I can tell,
there's, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
There's really only the one G5 school that's clear, and that's Boise State.
Yeah,
unless you count BYU, but
right.
Otherwise, it's hard to make out anybody else. There's a purple there underneath the Iowa flag that looks like it could be ECU.
Yeah, we're really getting into it there.
We're really speculating here.
But I did find, if you go over to the far right, obviously you got LSU, Washington, Oklahoma with the Jumpman gloves.
Yep.
Tennessee. I don't know who the white helmet is, but
Arkansas.
You got Arkansas. North Carolina.
Yeah, I can't tell who that white one is for sure. Baylor. That's Baylor right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
North Carolina next to Arkansas.
Yep. Petey Pablo. Arizona.
Arizona. Oregon.
There's your Kansas.
Kansas.
Is the gold
UCLA?
One,
is that
gold one might be Coastal Carolina?
Oh,
yeah. I think it is Coastal. Oh. I think you're right. I don't know if I would have got that.
So then, also,
this is Penn State.
Go to the in between the goalposts, and you see what looks like a W.
I don't see it, JB.
Go to
you can kind of see
far away goalpost and go to the left. Far away goalpost. Scroll up. You'll see text. And then to the left.
You can kind of make out a W at the beginning, and then maybe it says. It's too long for Washington Huskies.
I actually don't think that's a W. I think that's something mounted on a pole, isn't it? Do you see
it
where
it might
I'm...
be?
No, because it's on the other side too.
Yeah, but there, whatever it is, it's
there's
what
pole.
Holds up the
there's
nets?
Two poles on either side. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, maybe it is.
Those are the
I don't...
stadium. Those are the stadium pillars.
It doesn't look centered like the text.
By the way, that's not Coastal Carolina. I don't know what that is, but they have never had a gold helmet, so unless that's something new.
What about UCLA?
Where was it?
Right there, above Oregon.
It's not Tulsa, is it?
No, that's too bright of a blue.
That's what I thought. It doesn't look like their logo.
It's not Middle Tennessee, is it?
It really looked like Coastal, no. I thought. I thought you had that right.
I mean, it's Coastal's colors, but...
But they've never had a gold helmet?
They've never had a gold helmet that I'm aware of. I do see Penn State just above Georgia.
Yep,
right there. Florida State, of course. I'm curious who the blue is there in the middle.
I think that gold is UCLA.
But I don't think it looks like they're.
They have gold helmet, blue text. They have the curse of UCLA.
But it's so massive, and whatever this is, like a big logo that goes from top to bottom.
Yeah, I don't think that would be UCLA, but again, it's hard to really know.
And then you have the team flags. We mentioned earlier the Auburn one, and the Auburn one of their journalists who covers the team says we don't have that flag. That's not what ours looks like. Nebraska, Notre Dame, Florida. You can really tell it's a Photoshop. Like the rest, I kind of believe are real. When I look at this one, oh yeah, it's a Photoshop. That's not real. Michigan, K-State, Iowa, Ohio State. Kind of surprised how many Big Ten flags there were here.
Well, and no
Two,
wazoo. I'm
three.
kind of surprised they didn't
The flag, the
kind
game
of
day
put them in
flag.
the middle. Just to kind of nod that we've got all the game day crew. Let's bring in the flag as well.
I think that's one that slipped the reference, slipped.
But there's no reference to Oregon State or Washington State, either one that I can find. It's like, I don't
Are they
know.
operating as independents in this year, or what are they doing? God, that screenshot's so sharp.
I haven't heard of fish. I mean,
Got to
it's a
assume
mess what they're
independent.
doing. It's a mess, I think, what they're doing. Okay, so that's our call to the community. If you see something we missed in this picture, I mean, I think we went through with a fine-tooth comb. I'm sure that, like you said, that one gold helmet kind of throws us for a loop. But otherwise, I feel like we got it all. We got all.
At
We
least
found
the
all
first
the.
few rows.
Yes, of course. I was gonna say Utah, but when I zoom in, it doesn't look like Utah.
No, Utah is in the front left.
Oh, it's already some already. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that Photoshop wouldn't repeat, thinking nobody would notice. But all right, we'll end it here. That was a long show, but I think it's a pretty good pregame show leading up to Thursday's reveal, whether that's just the official cover reveal or hopefully we finally get some game news. So we will join you next week, finally, when that real news comes through. For Tommy and JB, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for listening and watching this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.